Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right now, though, let's talk to Darren Eales, Mike. And Darren's always presented by Aaron's, perfect for your budget and style with top-name brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Darren Eales, president of our Atlanta United. And Darren, Mike and I were both at the match on Sunday. It was amazing to see, you know, Pitty come in and kind of take this match over. And we've had a lot of discussion about Pitty Martinez up to this point. But as I told Mike, you know, this was, I think, the guy that we've been waiting to kind of see. He's had some moments and some plays, there's no doubt. But I thought he really just came in and took this last match over against DC United.
Yeah, afternoon, chaps. Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? I mean, the towering header for the first, which you don't expect from Pitty. But, you know, he showed a great sort of urgency to get in the box, and that was just what we needed. And actually, I was really impressed with the second goal because he, you know, he actually shrugged his man off to create the space to then play the beautiful ball through to Joseph. And look, it was a cracking finish from Joseph. And, you know, I'm glad he got that one as well because he's obviously, you know, be disappointed with the penalty miss. So it was nice for him to get that goal and to keep his scoring streak going.
It was a great game. We talked about, you know, how, you know, tough it is. You know, even when they weren't that good a couple of years ago, Darren, we've always struggled with DC United. It's like a bunch of redwoods, you know, in front of that goal. And to see Joe and Nagbe, too, because he and Heineman, and they were kind of trying to get the passes connected, and Nagbe slipped a few times, but he stuck with it. And DeBoer stuck with Nagbe, too. And the pass to Pitty, the service was amazing.
Yeah, wasn't it? It was a great ball. The way he got to the byline and just held it up there. And like I said, it was you know, still needed Pitty to attack the box and to, you know, make sure that he put it away, but he did a great job. I thought the spacing of the team throughout the game was good. I mean, even in the first half, we had a few chances where, you know, Joseph had a couple of good shots that were saved by Bill Hamid. But, you know, I'm like you, Mike, with the way that Hamid always plays against us, you thought, oh, no, is it going to be one of those days, particularly when we didn't get the penalty. But it was, you know, great credit to the team. They just kept going. And, you know, in the end, it was fantastic. The atmosphere at the stadium at the end was just amazing.
It really was. It was a great showing for our Atlanta United. It's Darren Eales, guys, president of our club here on Dukes and Bell. I know different matchups, different teams present different, you know, lineup challenges. But I liked our lineup the last couple of matches.
I got to be honest with you. And using
Gressel.
Gressel on the wing on the right, yeah. Darren, that just seems to be the natural spot for him.
So how do you guys determine if you stay the course with this 11 or, you know, how do you decide those things, Darren, when things are going well?
Yeah, look, and part of it was, as you know, we only had three men standing to play at the back for the game against Houston, so we were pretty much forced into that formation. And, look, it really helped that early sending off, but you still have to beat a team when they're down to 10 men. So that was, you know, it was a great performance. So to get two wins in a week is, you know, it's just what you need at this time of the season. So that was great. I think, you know, the beauty now is as we get the players back, it gives us more options and we can sort of take each game as it comes in terms of what we think might be the best way to set up the team. But, you know, the good news is you see the training today and Ezequiel Barco, George Bello, they're coming back. You know, hopefully we're going to get Tito back sooner rather than later. So, you know, they're like new signings for us because it's been such a long time since we've had any of them play that, you know, it does bode well for this sort of second half of the season as we push towards the playoffs.
We're going to talk about the LAFC match coming up on Friday in a second as Darren joins us. Darren Eales, brought to you by our buddies at Aaron's as we preview the Five Stripes. What about the unselfishness of Justin Merrim? Basically, in the interview, I saw some comments with Doug Robertson saying, put me anywhere in, coach. He's happy to be able to help.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's great. You know, it's the same with Julian. You know, they're players that are, you know, very versatile and will play wherever they're asked to play. And, you know, that was a great example on the game on the weekend because, you know, it isn't a position I don't think he's probably ever played before. But, you know, he did a great job there, and that's what we need. You know, that's what, you know, what the team performance is all about. It's, you know, making those sacrifices for the greater good.
Darren, you look back, and I know we all do this throughout the course of a season, right? A point here, a point there, you know, a save here. Mike mentioned this, you know, we would arguably be the best team, or at least the top of the standings in the East. How do you rank them right now? I asked Jason Longshore this the other day. Where are we in the pecking order of things, knowing that I still don't feel like we played our best overall soccer, not having all of our guys available?
No, look, and I mean, it's really tight, isn't it? Because I think, you know, NYC are dangerous and they have got the games in hand. Philadelphia have done, you know, better than anyone expected and they still, you know, are sticking up there. You know, DC are a talented side. You've got the Red Bulls. So it really is, it's quite a tight, even New England has suddenly hit with Bruce Arena in charge there. They're on the longest winning streak in, or unbeaten streak in MLS. So it's become a tight division, but I do feel good about the fact that, you know, as the season's gone on, we've got better, and we've still got, like I spoke about, those players to come back. So, you know, the exciting thing is, you know, if we won our game in hand, we'd be top of the East, and let's not forget, we've never won the East before in our existence. So, you know, it's quite a good position for us to be in at this stage. Now we've got to kick on and try and peak at the right time as we come into playoff time.
You know, you talked about Barco and Bello and, you know, Escobar. I mean, the defense, you know, it's something that, it's funny, the comments of Pity Martin, or actually of Joseph, talking to a writer from The Athletic, saying, you know, we're really not a defensive team. Our style is kind of about offense, and, you know, it's not about Tata versus DeBoer, but, I mean, are we, you know, what is our style right now, Darren, if you had to put your finger on it?
Well, I think that was an interesting quote because the writer didn't include what Joseph actually said, which was in the last 2 to 3 years, we're not a defensive team. He was merely making the point that there's an expectation always with Atlanta that we're going to be attacking. Now, that doesn't mean that you're always going to be able to score 70-plus goals because, you know, teams set themselves up differently against your champions, and so there's different nuances that you have to deal with. But I think, you know, we've seen it now with the 5 goals we got midweek, you know, the 2-0 win on the weekend. Where we created a number of chances, we dominated that game. You know, that's what we want. You know, games like the game we had on the weekend where we're dominating the possession and we're creating chances. And I do think where, you know, Emerson Hyman's a good example of, you know, the movement, the spacing we had. I think there's you saw a little bit more of what we like to see from an Atlanta United team in terms of, you know, runs into the box. Even for the penalty, it was created by the space for Joseph, created by Emerson making that run into the box. Darlington running into the box to set up the first goal. That's what we want to see from our players. And obviously when we get a player back like Ezequiel Barco, who, you know, does that every time he gets the ball, that's where I think we're going to be going to get even better.
Yeah, by the way, Emerson, nice pickup. I really like what he's brought
gels,
to this.
Man, really gels with the team.
I think so. It is Darren Ills here on Dukes and Bell. What do you think about LAFC as we've been talking about the pecking order? I mean, this is going to be a tough task for us coming up.
Yeah, look, they've been fantastic this season. And, you know, it's tough to go into their building where they've been really good at home. But, you know, it's a good test for us at this stage. And to be honest, the great thing about it is winning 2 games in the East, you know, back-to-back, means that, you know, it is a Western Conference team. You obviously want to get the result there, but it's not the end of the world if we don't. But it'd be good measuring stick for us to see where we are against, you know, the team that's undoubtedly the playing the best football at the moment in the league. So, you know, I'm really pleased for them. You know, they've done really well as a new team coming in. It's what we want to see in the league, you know, the new teams coming in and raising the bar, and it's good for us to have that, you know, rival out there in the West that's, you know, doing well and gives us someone to try and aim for.
And there's just so many similarities as Darren joins us here. Darren Eels brought to you by Aaron's, because they're exciting. I mean, we're an exciting team. They're a relatively young team. We won the championship in the second year. I think a lot of people, you know, when Chivas went away and they put a second team back in L.A., a lot of people said, well, how's that going to succeed? They've done a fantastic job.
No, they have, haven't they? I mean, it's a great stadium. They have a good atmosphere at their games. They've got a good team. You know, they did go with players like Rossi, exciting young talent as well, which, again, I think is good for the league. You know, they've got Carlos Vela, who's just playing lights out this season. You know, they also managed to get him not to go to Mexico. You know, he decided to not play for his country in the Gold Cup. So, you know, he's obviously committed to the city. But that's great when you get a player that's going to play every game during that season. So he's doing really well. You know we're going to have our work cut out. But, you know, it's good for us to go out there and give ourselves a test. And, of course, you know, this is still, like I said, a regular season. And ultimately, in our league, it all comes down to what you do in the playoffs.
Darren, we don't spend a lot of time talking about the things that Atlanta United does in the community to affect our community, but stayed a little bit after the match on Sunday because I had some friends there, and it was their first experience there, and so we were talking, and next thing you know, Special Olympics is on the field, and, you know, I said Jason and Mike Conte stayed through their match and talked about it. And I just want to commend you guys for the work that you guys do and giving back to the community. It's something we don't talk a lot about, but I thought it was really cool for those kids and their parents and their family members to be able to experience that in Mercedes-Benz.
It was a brilliant occasion. I mean, it was so – we got the guys to, you know, both teams to walk out through the Delta Club onto the pitch. Obviously, we did the match on Facebook Live and, you know, streamed it. And our fans were unbelievable. We must have had 3,500 stay behind, you know, behind the goal that were cheering. And so that meant so much to, you know, the players on both teams, for them to be playing in such an atmosphere. And, you know, for me, that, you know, our fans have been just unbelievable, and I can't, you know, stop with the superlatives. But it's at moments like that that, you know, I really feel like, you know, we've created something special as a club, and I can't thank the fans enough, because, you know, that moment was something that, you know, for the kids, they'll always remember, and it was, you know, it made me proud to be an Atlanta United, you know, part of Atlanta United, because our supporters are just so wonderful.
It really was a great moment. Everybody was talking about it. We had a lot of people texting about it yesterday. How great. Especially the website, and seeing the kids' profiles up there like they're just regular players in MLS. It just, everything was just perfect from top to bottom.
Yeah, it was good. And we nearly, I mean, it was a great game. We went 3-2 up. We ended up losing. But like I said, it was, you know, there's just the fun around it. And, you know, we even had our players there from, you know, Brad Guzan, Julian Gressel, even Andrew Carlton was a ball boy. It was just great to see the team getting behind it. And, you know, that's ultimately what it's about. I mean, it's funny, isn't it? I mean, you guys do it for a living. We're in the industry. You sometimes think, you know, sport's more than life and death, but it isn't. It's fun. It's entertainment. And, you know, it's about community. It's about making an impact and having some fun along the way. And so I think it's moments like that that helps you get out of the bubble and makes you realize that, you know, this is what sport's about. It's about entertainment, fun, and trying to make a difference in the community.
Well said, Darren. Hey, by the way, you going out to L.A.? You going to be out in Hollywood?
Yes, looking forward to getting out there. Should be a cracking game.
It should be. Good luck, my friend. Thanks for jumping on with us, as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.